Good afternoon, it's 4:30 and 40 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Jacob Lindberg.
And I'm Naya Andweza.
I just wanted to take the opportunity to reach out to the customers and make sure that they're doing their due diligence and not succumbing to this type of scam.
Kentucky Power says it is getting reports of scam phone calls targeting Pike County customers.
A Louisiana man has been arrested on child pornography charges.
Rowan County District Judge William Roberts has been suspended.
Lexington's mayor is hoping to launch more discussion about the opioid addiction crisis.
Eastern Kentucky is in for a large amount of winter weather this weekend.
In sports, Rowan County girls won the first round of the Kentucky 2A state championship today.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
A 10% chance of rain tonight, cloudy with lows around 35 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Officials with Kentucky Power are warning customers of scammers making calls to businesses in Pike County, threatening to cut off power if an immediate payment is not made. Bob Shurtleff with Kentucky Power said two calls reporting the scam came in locally on Tuesday.
They had been contacted, one telling them that their account was delinquent, and if they didn't pay immediately, then we would disconnect. In most cases, they're telling them that they've got 30 minutes to pay immediately, give them a credit card number, go get a money order, go get a debit card from a local convenience store that's not traceable. Those things we don't do, and be wary of those calls.
Shurtleff encourages customers not to give out their financial information over the phone. Anyone who has received one of these calls should report them to Kentucky Power by calling 800-572-1113.
A Louisiana man has been arrested on child pornography charges. 65-year-old James Combs was arrested Thursday night on charges related to distribution of matter portraying a sexual performance by a minor. The Kentucky State Police Electronic Crime Branch began the investigation after discovering the suspect distributed files of child sexual exploitation online. Combs has been charged with 5 counts of distribution of matter portraying a sexual performance by a minor and 10 counts of possess view matter portraying a sexual performance by a minor. Combs is lodged in the Big Sandy Regional Detention Center.
The Fayette County Coroner's Office has identified the man killed in what is now Lexington's first homicide of 2019. The coroner's office says 28-year-old Demetrius Gordon of Lexington died from sharp force trauma at a home on Radcliffe Road Wednesday. Gordon was found in a detached garage, which caught fire around 2 p.m. Police have not announced any suspects or arrests connected to this case.
Rowan County District Judge William Roberts has been suspended for allegedly leaving the scene of an accident last March. The Moorhead News reports the suspension will be for a period of 7 consecutive days, beginning midnight Friday, February 15th, and ending midnight Friday, February 22nd. During the suspension, Roberts isn't allowed to utilize his judicial office at the Rowan County Justice Center or any other judicial offices he may have in other courthouses. Roberts also cannot use his secure courthouse access pass and is required to turn in any access passes, keys, or credentials to court security while the suspension is in effect. The order was signed Thursday and agreed upon by Roberts, his attorney Anna Weitz, and attorney Jeffrey Mando with the Judicial Conduct Commission. Roberts serves as a district judge for the 21st Judicial District, consisting of Bath, Menifee, Montgomery, and Rowan counties.
A Central Kentucky teacher is facing sex abuse charges. Will Clark with the Kentucky News Network has the story.
Kentucky State Police brought the charges of sexual abuse first degree against 37-year-old Amanda Phillips after an investigation into a relationship Phillips is alleged to have had with a student. KSP says Phillips was employed by the Harrison County School District at the time of the alleged incident, and the student, who police describe as being over the age of 12, was a former student of Phillips. Investigators still have an open investigation into the matter and are working to confirm no other students were involved in relations with Phillips. Will Clark.
Lexington's mayor made comments regarding the opioid addiction crisis at a screening of Beautiful Boy at the Kentucky Theater Wednesday. Sponsors hope to use the film about a family struggling with addiction and recovery as a springboard to discuss the very real impact of drug addiction in Lexington. Despite a decrease in the number of opioid prescriptions, overdose deaths in Kentucky jumped more than 11% in 2017. It's not a new problem, but Mayor Gorton says she and her team, led by Special Project Manager Andrea James, plan to take a fresh approach.
What is going to change is we're going to go about this in a big partnership way throughout our community. We've never done it this way before. We will not only have public safety folks at the table, we'll have the medical community at the table, we'll have addiction experts, mental health experts, faith community, neighborhoods. It's touching everyone.
And that, Gorton says, is why the epidemic demands a multidisciplinary approach to decrease dependency, boost awareness and access to treatment, while working to break down stigma surrounding addiction. In Lexington, 187 people lost their lives to drug addiction in 2017.
We'll be back with more news right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can easily be accommodated, featuring a variety of gifts, cards, locally made crafts, and now a complete yarn shop. A community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. The Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop and Coffee Tree Books are open Monday through Saturday, online, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Eastern Kentucky is in for a large amount of winter weather conditions this weekend and into Monday night. Meteorologist Chuck Rice is with the National Weather Service in Jackson. He says Kentuckians are facing a difficult situation due to the rainfall expected Saturday.
Basically, we are looking at a lot of rain moving up on Saturday, and as that rain starts to transition over to snow, we are concerned that the cold air will come in with the system pretty quick and change that, and the wet roads might turn to ice if they're not properly treated or if they're not well traveled.
Wind chill temperatures are expected to reach single digits due to the cold front mixing with the rain from Saturday, falling to about zero as of Monday. Rice says that temperatures are also predicted to fall within single digits Sunday night into Monday morning.
The Boyd County Fiscal Court unanimously approved a contract with a new medical provider for the Boyd County Detention Center. According to the Daily Independent, Southern Health Partners will be taking the place of Advanced Correctional Health Care and will offer 24-hour care equipped with a registered nurse and two funding pools for off-site services and medications. Boyd County Jailer Bill Hensley said that any time an inmate goes to the hospital and the expense hits over $1,000, it can be taken out of the pool. If an inmate needs medical attention, they only have to pay a $10 copay. Hensley says dental insurance will also be more cost-efficient with a dental truck that will come to the jail for around $2,000 each trip.
The deadline for launching a recall of the Fairview Independent School District's nickel tax has passed, with no opposition recorded. WMKY's Haley Stidham has more.
The 45-day period where people who opposed the tax could petition the recall for the nickel tax ended with no petitions filed. The Fairview Independent School District now expects to take in $88,500 annually starting next year. According to the Daily Independent, the tax will add 5 cents per $100 valuation to property taxes, and the money can only be used for construction or renovation. Officials say the lack of petition drive is evidence the community supports the school district and understands its needs. For WMKY News, I'm Haley Stidham.
Rowan County's new clerk has hit the ground running. The clerk's office has rolled out a new website that gives the option to do many things online that citizens would normally have to go to the clerk's office in person to do. Clerk Elwood Cottle Jr. talks about the website's features.
The entire website's something people need to look at. You can register to vote there. They can renew their tags online as long as, you know, they're not expired. If it's expired tags, then they have to come in. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff you can do there that, you know, people really just didn't know about.
Rowan Countyans can visit the website at rowan.countyclerk.us.
Moorhead State University will offer youth horseback riding lessons beginning January 23rd. Children ages 6 to 18 are eligible to apply for weekly sessions involving introductory instruction. Devin Lintznick is MSU's equestrian team coach.
and we do everything from beginner on up. Our focus is really on introducing people to riding who want to be involved, but we kind of get students all across the board.
A second session of riding lessons for riders with more experience will begin on March 13th. Space is limited and the cost is $150.
A bill filed in the Kentucky House of Representatives would reverse sales taxes on nonprofit and charitable organizations. WMKY's Tandy Wallingford has the story.
House Bill 28 will overturn a bill passed in 2017 that implemented 6% sales tax on several additional services, including nonprofit admissions and events. State Representative John Smith Jr. says the bill will help to keep money in the pockets of nonprofits, and all of the money the nonprofit organizations used to use to help people in the community is now going to taxes. Melissa Greenwell, director of the Women's Crisis Center in Maysville, said the sales tax has impacted the center's finances. Fundraising events such as the Dining to Make a Difference event, held in September, has lost thousands of dollars, ultimately affecting people in the community. According to Sims, the bill is expected to pass. For WMKY News, I'm Tandy Wallingford.
Downtown Moorhead Incorporated is preparing for its annual Moorhead Antiques and Arts Market in a couple months. The event will take place at the Moorhead Conference Center on March 1st and 2nd. It consists of different booths and vendors, which will have several antiques, collectibles, and artistry for shoppers. Tony Pence is the executive director of Downtown Moorhead Incorporated. He says anyone is welcome to participate.
You know, you rent a booth space, and you know, you can sell, you have to qualify your things, you know, by being antiques or collectibles, that sort of thing. Anybody can come.
The event begins at 6 p.m. on the 1st and at 9 a.m. on the 2nd. To rent a booth space, apply online at Downtown Moorhead's Facebook page.
Kentucky is one of a few states that does not yet have a statewide bike and walk coalition. Kentucky is ranked the 43rd most bike-friendly state by the League of American Bicyclists. John Brown, executive director of Moorhead Tourism, was chosen to participate in the strategic planning for a statewide coalition.
The statewide bike walk coalition came out of the Kentucky Walk Bike Summit this year, in 2018 that I attended. And we talked about ways to get us all on the same page and develop a statewide plan that we haven't had in many years. And it also, if you have a state plan, then that is also adopted by the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet so that they know how the communities want and desire their streets and roads and hopefully a complete street is.
Joy Brown says there are many people from across the state of Kentucky that will meet every other Thursday in Lexington to begin planning. Taking a look at the weather, tonight a 10% chance of rain after 5 a.m., cloudy with a low around 35. Saturday, a 100% chance of rain mainly after 9 a.m., high near 47. Saturday night, rain and snow becoming all snow after midnight, blustery with a low around 20. Chance of precipitation is 100%. Sunday, a 30% chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a temperature falling to around 19 by 10 a.m. Taking a look at the temperatures in the listening areas, Ashland is 41 degrees. In Inez, it is 42 degrees. Winchester, 40 degrees. Lexington, 40 degrees. Flemingsburg, 38 degrees. And here in Moorhead, it's 40 degrees.
On our feature segment today, commentator John Modaff decides that questioning authority might best begin with examining some really old saws.
Do you remember the first time you saw the bumper sticker or the T-shirt sporting the two-word inducement, question authority? For decades, question authority carried a tone of obstreperousness, lacking specificity, which to me is the worst kind. But now I see it all comes down to which authority one chooses to question. We do not at this moment, for example, question the authority of the FCC to regulate this station, nor do we question the authority of language itself, which is a system of rules made up by someone else intended to tell us what we mean. But still, there are authorities that do need questioning, aren't there? So where to begin? Let's go back and work our way up through some old sayings. One of the oldest adages that comes to mind is sourced to Tehotep, ancient Egyptian figure of great learning more than 4,000 years ago, of maintaining one's neck at the workplace, particularly when speaking to one's boss, Tehotep suggested, "Let your tongue be scanty and your thoughts be deep." And as for relating well with one's partner, the adage goes, silence is a better gift than flowers. Now, as for questioning Tehotep's authority, some modifiers are in order. If your boss isn't a big talker, number one isn't going to work at work. And if your partner is allergic to pollen, well, there's that. Among other grand lasting instructions we learn through culture is the three-word winner, forgive and forget. I don't see this one on T-shirts or bumper stickers, but it lives a long, strong life on the tongues of people. What does it mean? Since we do not know who first said it, though some give Don Quixote's father the credit, we must question the authority of this recommendation. Does it follow? Yes, but it is backward. The adage should go, forget and forgive, or even better, forget thus forgive. For if one forgets, the forgiving is no longer necessary. Let's see, what about a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush? True, if you're taking a short-term view. But if the two birds live in the bush, and you've got company coming next week, might be better to live and let live till a little bit closer to Thursday, and have plenty of fresh bird to go around. Anyway, the whole thing depends on what kind of bird we're talking about, so question authority. There's not much one can question about a stitch in time saves nine. Still, the authorities should look into off-rhyme in general. Every dog has its day needs questioning, though. Just a day? Have you ever examined a dog's life? Do not worry, for an examined dog's life is worth living, and oh, how they live. Do the daily checklist. Get up, eat, nap, wagtail, nap, go to salon for claw trimming, nap, nap, eat a bit of something, drag owner around by leash for a while, really big nap, maybe some TV, and so on. Of course, this is a free dog, not one of the indentured dogs you see being paid to work. Have we questioned enough authority this week? Just getting started for 2019. Check back on a future Friday. I'm John Modaff.
Dr. John Modaff is a professor of speech here at Morehead State University. The time is 4:47. I'm Jacob Lindberg, here with Naya Andwaza, and we're glad you joined us on this Friday afternoon. WMKY's Leanne Akers has sports right after this quick timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center, providing a curbside recycling service to residents of Morehead and Rowan County. Residential pickup available every Sunday. Pre-sorting the recycled materials is not required. Accepting number 1 and 2 plastic, cardboard, paper, electronics, metal, and grocery bags. Materials may be placed in any container, placed at curbside for pickup and visible from street. More information by calling 784-1250.
The Lady Vikings take down Glasgow in round 1 for WMKY Sports. I'm Leanne Akers. The Lady Vikings beat Glasgow in the first round of the Kentucky 2A State Championship in Owensboro this afternoon. Rowan took the 65-43 victory to move to 14-3 on the season. Coach Matt Stokes says his team sat down with game film before the matchup so they could figure out exactly how to win.
One of the things we knew we could do is we could pressure them. Their best ball handler was out, so we knew we could get after the basketball. And, you know, we started that first quarter off on a 10-0 run. And, you know, it just gave them a lot of confidence, you know, going forward. Because I think they were nervous. I was nervous. But getting off to a 10-0 start really helped that.
Rowan will face Scott High in round 2 tomorrow at 2 p.m. Stokes says his team will spend this evening planning out a game plan for tomorrow. Taking a look at some regional basketball action taking place tonight, the Bath County boys face off with Elliott County in the 16th Region All-A Championship game at Fairview. Elliott County stands at 14-2 on the season and are undefeated in the region. Bath stands at 9-11 on their season. Tip-off tonight is set for 6 p.m. Ashland Blazer heads to Boyd County tonight. The Tomcats stand at 9-7 on the season, while the Lions stand at 11-8. In girls' regional action, Morgan County travels to Greenup. The Lady Cougars are 3-14 on their season, while the Lady Musketeers are 2-15. Tip-off in that game is set for 7:30. West Carter and Raceland face off in the championship round of the 16th Regional All-A Tournament tonight in Fairview. The Lady Comets hold the number 2 spot in the region with a 15-3 record. The Lady Rams are 8-8 on their season. Tip-off is set for 7:30. The Rowan County boys head to Fleming County tomorrow for the Coach Lake Kelly Classic. The Vikings face off with Campbell County at 7 p.m. The Camels are 13-3 on their season, coming off a 5-game win streak. Rowan is at 17-2 on their season. Coach Sean Thacker says his team will need to mix things up on the court to get the win.
Kind of like going into the Elliott game, we got to control the tempo just a little bit. Got to do a good job of moving the basketball and not settle and get good ball movement like we did in the second half last night. You know, we shoot a high percentage when we take good shots. And as you move throughout the year, teams get better defensively, and it's very important to, you know, you're going to have to work harder to get good shots. So it's important to understand that as you move forward.
Tip-off in Flemingsburg is set for 7 p.m. on Saturday. Down 14 points midway through the second half, the Morehead State men's basketball Eagles played inspired basketball in the closing stretch of their conference home opener en route to a 73-69 victory over Southeast Missouri Thursday night at Johnson Arena. Head coach Preston Spradlin talks about how his team was able to come back from the deficit.
You shake it off and you step up. Whatever the adversity is that you feel like could either bury you, you can either allow it to bury you, you can shake it off and you can step up, and eventually you work yourself out of a hole. And that's what our guys did tonight. And I reminded them of our journey and the adversity that we've been through this year. And, you know, I would tell them as that adversity was hitting that this is preparing us, and it certainly prepared us for games like tonight.
Both teams moved to 6-12 overall on the year. MSU improves to 2-3 in Ohio Valley Conference play, while the SEMO Redhawks fall back to 1-4 in league play. Morehead State returns to action on Saturday when they take on UT Martin. Tip-off is set for 6:35 at Johnson Arena. The Morehead State women's basketball team scored a convincing win yesterday. WMKY's Greg Jenkins has the story.
Junior guard Aaliyah June sank a career-best 6 three-pointers and led all scorers with 24 points as Morehead State women's basketball topped Ohio Valley Conference opponent Southeast Missouri 82-54 on Thursday evening at Johnson Arena. Senior Miranda Crockett extended her double-figure scoring streak to 23 games before the half as she scored 14 points in the first 20 minutes of play on 7 of 8 shooting. The 5'8" preseason All-OVC guard finished the game with 17 points and 8 rebounds. The Lady Eagles improved to 12-6 overall and 3-2 in OVC play. They next take on UT Martin at Johnson Arena on Saturday at 4:05 p.m. For WMKY Sports, I'm Greg Jenkins.
As part of the Ohio Valley Conference Legends Program, former Morehead State great Leonard Coulter is among this year's list of 12 honorees. Coulter earned All-American honors in 1972 after leading Morehead State in scoring with 24.1 points and 14.2 rebounds per game. He earned first-team All-OVC honors all 3 years at MSU while leading the team in scoring and rebounding. He's a member of the 1,000-point club and is also a member of the top 20 rebounding list. His career-best performance in scoring came in 42-point effort against Tennessee Tech during the 71-72 season. The OVC began the Legends program in 2015 with the recognizing of men's and women's basketball legends from each of its member institutions. Each additional year, a new group of 12 legends is honored. And that's going to do it for sports for WMKY. I'm Leanne Akers.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics. Online at msueagles.com. Eagle basketball welcomes UT Martin for an OVC doubleheader tomorrow night. The women's game begins at 4:05 p.m. and the men's action tips off at 6:35. Tickets on sale from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks rose as investors cheered potential progress in trade negotiations between China and the U.S. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 336.25 at 24,706.35. The S&P 500 was up 34.75 at 2670.71, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 72.77 at 7157.23. The major averages jumped to their highs of the day after sources said that China had offered a 6-year increase in U.S. imports during recent trade talks, and also that the deal would aim to reduce the annual U.S. deficit to zero by 2024. Shares of Boeing and Caterpillar both closed up more than 1.5%. Deere climbed more than 2.5%. So your trade-sensitive and heavy industry stocks were particularly strong today. Manufacturing data released by the Fed showed the sector's biggest gain in 10 months for the month of December. Those numbers were boosted by strong production in motor vehicles and other goods. Yesterday afternoon, after the close, Netflix reported better-than-expected earnings, boosted by stronger-than-forecast subscriber growth. However, the stock fell 4% today on the back of disappointing guidance for the first quarter of 2019. Dow member American Express also fell after reporting disappointing earnings. In the commodities markets, oil was up 3% at $53.71 a barrel. Gold was down 0.9% at $1,280.30 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were strong today with the Stock 600 index up 1.8%. And in Asia, stocks did well with the Nikkei up 1.3% and the Shanghai Composite up 1.4%. Among Dow industrials, not a single member of the Dow was down today. The best performers were Home Depot and United Health Group. In the S&P 500, the best performers were PG&E and VF Corporation, while the worst performers were CarMax and Netflix. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Fifth Third Bancorp up 59 cents at $27. Dollar General up $1.28 at $113.55. Marathon Petroleum up 33 cents at $66.12. AK Steel down 3 cents at $2.73. Humana up $4.54 at $295.56, and Delta Airlines was down 11 cents to finish at $48.11. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Rutabaker's has made from scratch cakes, pies and cookies, scones, braids and muffins. Lunch menu features sandwiches, soups and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe is open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Takeout orders and lunch reservations at 780-4282 or online at rutabakers.com.
Taking a look at a few community events in the WMKY listening region, the Moorhead chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness will sponsor a free film screening of God Knows Where I Am at 5:30 p.m., on Tuesday, January 22nd, in the conference room of the Rowan County Public Library. Based on personal journals, the film depicts a woman's journey for independence. Everyone is welcome to attend.
The Paramount Arts Center in Ashland welcomes magician Bill Blagg at 7:30 p.m. on Friday, February 8th. Tickets are priced from $18 to $38.
The Department of Music, Theater, and Dance in the MSU School of Creative Arts presents a jazz faculty performance at 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday, January 29th, in the Duncan Recital Hall of the Baird Music Building at Moorhead State University. The concert is free and open to the public.
Coffee Tree Books on Main Street in Moorhead will host an album release concert by the Woodsheep at 5 p.m. on Saturday, January 26th. Bring an instrument for a pre-concert jam session. Refreshments will be provided.
The Mountain Arts Center in Prestonsburg presents the Oak Ridge Boys in concert at 7:30 p.m. on Friday, March 29th. Tickets are priced from $33 to $63.
Tonight, a 10% chance of rain after 5 a.m., cloudy with a low around 35. Saturday, a 100% chance of rain, mainly after 9 a.m., high near 47. Saturday night, rain and snow becoming all snow after midnight, blustery with a low around 20. Chance of precipitation is 100%. Sunday, a 30% chance of snow, mostly cloudy, with a temperature falling to around 19 by 10 a.m. Sunday night, partly cloudy, with a low around 8. Monday, sunny, with a high near 23. Monday night, partly cloudy, with a low around 20.
And that'll do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Joe Lewis, Chaz Jenkins, Kyle Blankenbuehler, Chanasty Davis, Haley Stidham, Tandy Wallingford, Kenzie Thompson, Shamari Mosley, Keneally Roberts, Leanne Akers, Greg Jenkins, and Paul Hitchcock. From the Kentucky News Network, Will Clark, Hilliard Lyons Bud Luke with your stock report. And our feature commentary this afternoon came from MSU professor Dr. John Modaff. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, and translator W202BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at wmky.org. For Naya Andwaza and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Jacob Lindberg for WMKY News. All Things Considered is next. It's 5 o'clock.